Dave Moore on Today FM.
You meet your work colleagues a lot. You walk around the place. You do different parts of your jobs and different parts of the day. But every now and again, Aisling Bonner and I will have plenty of conversations about lots of different things. Usually Beyonce. Let's face it. Aisling loves Beyonce.
She's a one-trick pony.
But Aisling, you work on the Spin Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
So Spin Radio. You tune in there. You can get Spin Breakfast. Emma, Dave, and Aisling. We've known each other for years. You used to be part of the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Yes.
People remember Aisling's voice from there, I'm sure. But I did not know, have any idea, that you're one of the highest ranked pinball players in Ireland.
Yeah, it's one of my, two truths or a lie now forever.
Yes. So how and where does pinball come into your life?
It comes in directly through my now fiancé, Alex, who is American and pinball obsessed. And
really?
Pinball's really big in America, and he's lived in loads of different cities where pinball is really big.
Hang on. You say pinball's really big. I mean, if pinball's really big, surely I would have seen anybody except a guy in a movie play pinball.
Rewind.
Yeah.
In the context of, pinball in Ireland,
it's really big in America. Okay, cool.
But yeah, totally. It's way bigger in America than here, but again, it's still sort of a niche thing.
Yeah, okay. So, but pinball, I only know from playing the odd game, and I think there was at one point there was a Metallica pinball machine that I kind of said, I really want that. And I went, where am I going to put that? I don't want that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it is the game that we all know where you pull back an arm, a ball flies in, and then you tilt and
with your flippers.
Flippers, yeah.
There's two little buttons on the side, and you control the two little flippers. A lot of people would have played it probably on Windows.
Yes,
that game, and it's essentially the exact same. And so Alex is pinball mad. So I introduced him to my Beyonce personality. Okay. He introduced me to pinball, and for the start of our relationship, I didn't really have much of a choice.
Fair.
And I was being very courteous, but then I actually got really into it. And Alex moved over to Ireland about 3 years ago, and he was like, I'm gung-ho on setting up a pinball scene in Ireland.
Okay.
And that's what he's done with two lads, Don and Graham, and they set up Pinballia, which is pinball and Balliaclia.
That is so good.
Yeah, and they own five machines now in Fibber McGee's in town.
One of my favourite venues, Fibber's. Great, yeah. If you're into your alternative music, Fibber's,
exactly.
You'll be in and out of there loads. So they five, because these machines are not expensive, are not cheap, I should say,
yeah.
Because obviously you have the one you get in a toy shop, for €8
yeah.
When you play it with your brother or sister or whatever. But these are big electronic, expensive machines.
They're something 8 foot tall. They're massive and super heavy, and loads of electronics going on. They're very complicated. They break down all the time,
right.
Which I've learned. So basically they've bought five. They're in Fibbers, and they host a tournament there every 2 weeks on a Wednesday evening. All welcome always, and it's great crack.
And how ranked are you in Ireland?
So I am currently, I don't know if you have a drum roll sound.
Oh, I don't have a drum roll, but I've got applause ready to go for this.
I'm the highest ranked female pinball player in Ireland, David. That's fantastic.
I mean,
below
I know,
me
yeah.
is my brother's girlfriend. Below her is my best friend.
Okay.
And pretty much below all of them are other friends of mine.
Okay. Don't say that. Say you're the highest ranked pinball player in Ireland and leave it there, Aisling. I don't need any context. Okay, but that is amazing. So have you played in tournaments then?
Yeah, so we do them every 2 weeks, as I said, in Fibbers, and I go to them quite a lot. And I've actually played a couple in America, which are good
no
crack.
Way.
And a bit more serious. It's less friendly than the Fibbers
okay,
ones.
Okay, and do you feel outclassed when you play against people who, as you said, it's so big in America? Are are these people way better than you? Are they able to challenge?
No, some of them. I'm actually okay. I did one in America over Christmas, and I came 15th out of 30 odd or something.
That's very impressive.
Bad, but
yeah.
There's also there's another
elite
level.
Elite players.
In the Dublin scene, I have to kind of shout out a group called the Bearded Men.
Okay.
That's what I've coined them.
Okay.
The term I've coined. And basically they're really good lads who love the pinball.
Give me some of the lingo then. We said flippers.
Yeah,
There's definitely tilt. Isn't tilt a thing?
Yeah, tilt is a thing. Basically one of the things you can do is kind of shove the machine so that if you think the ball's going to go down the hole, there's another tilt.
Okay.
You can tilt the machine and bounce it back to where you want it, but if you tilt too hard, you'll be at the end of your go.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Another fun one is multi-ball.
Oh, what's that?
That's when you complete certain things. There's mini games within the game. It's not just keeping it up.
No, because I mean, I know from playing
there's
it on
rules.
My phone even, if you get the ball into, say, something up at the top, like a little mushroom house, and then it goes and it flies around there for ages, and you're just racking up points or whatever.
Exactly, like, yeah. And there's certain things, like if you hit this ramp and then that ramp and then that ramp again kind of thing, you can get like multi-ball, which is where it'll spew out another like 3-4 balls at you. So you're actually then keeping like 4 balls.
Is that
alive.
Not okay? That seems like you were describing that as if it was going to be an advantage. Is that not then the disadvantage because you have so many balls to keep in the air, or are you just clocking up points?
No, you're clocking up points. It's honestly one of the great excitements of my life.
Multi-ball. Amazing. So what is the plan with taking this as part of your ongoing future? I mean, are we going to represent Ireland? Is there a chance of anything like this?
Well, there was the first ever Irish Pinball Championships was on in January.
Right.
And I came, I hope I'm right, remember this
I think
right.
You came sixth. I think I have that down in my notes.
Yeah,
you did
I came
come sixth.
My boyfriend Alex won.
Amazing.
So he goes on to a place called, where is it? It's outside Austria, called like Gurs. Or something.
Graz, I bet you.
Graz. Yeah, you know better than me.
Sturm Graz are a football team. That's why I know that.
Oh,
them.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And he's going on to represent Ireland along with another lad, Graham Birchall, in the World Pinball Championships.
Oh, my God. Amazing. Well, tell
We're
Alex
cool
we wish him
couple.
The best. Will Alex represent Ireland or America?
No, he'll be representing Ireland.
Phew.
Or he would not be good enough to represent
no, America. No. Don't say that. Again, you've got to word these things carefully. He's absolutely good enough. However, he has chosen Ireland as his
of
adopted
course.
Home. It's like the granny rule in football. He qualifies for Ireland because he's engaged to you.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
He can play for Ireland.
That's it.
This is amazing. Have you any other secrets that you need to tell me, or is it just that you're the highest ranked pinball player in Ireland?
The pinball is kind of
the big thing.
It's the big focus.
That's fair enough.
I'm also in a musical next week where I'm playing like a monkey.
What's
at one
called?
Stage. Sweeney Todd.
Oh, Sweeney Todd, know it well. And where is it on?
It's on in the O'Reilly Theatre on Parnell Street. I'm hanging out a lot around Parnell Street.
Okay.
Fibbers and the O'Reilly.
And then the O'Reilly Theatre.
Yeah.
Right, catch Aisling there, and of course you'll catch her on Spin Breakfast with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Thank you so much for coming in
Thank
and shedding
you.
Light on this.
Dave Moore on Today FM.